This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so ridiculous. If you're confused, I know that's very inside. I don't even know how it happened last week, but we created it. It was almost like Tom starring in his own awful sitcom. And he just says some of the craziest stuff. And then Rico did the jingle. And the next thing you know, I don't know, we paired drops with it. Exactly.
Wait, what?
That's you see what I mean? That's Tecumseh Tom, jack of all trades. Okay, all right. I think we're good. All right, so
with Greg Hargrave, he's in a little circle,
right? It'd be like it'd be like the start of Family Matters, except exceedingly white. Yeah. All right, let's move on. I have a question I want to ask, and we're going to get back into some college basketball, longer form, top of the hour. Michigan plays tonight, and I just hear me out before both of you physically assault me. Is that a fair deal?
Okay.
Because Kenny doesn't count. He doesn't even know the college basketball is happening right now. I want to just ask a question about Michigan. They are 2.5-point underdogs tonight against Purdue. Not 5.5, 7.5, 10.5, 2.5. I think I understand what Dusty May's been doing with this angle that he won't shut up about what happened last Sunday. That is absolutely his fault. And he's basically gone on this barnstorming tour to tell anyone who will listen how he is somehow aggrieved.
Very weird.
It's weird. But I think there's a tactic here.
Method to the madness.
Okay. Get the focus off of the fact my team blows. Just get the focus off of we're struggling. Now, they've had a week. The coach is out here publicly keeping the spotlight off of the fact that they can't stop turning it over. The fact that they don't shoot free throws well. The fact that they don't rebound the basketball, right? They've had a week. And I said to you yesterday, I go, look, tournament time, good coaches. And I do believe Dusty May is a good college basketball coach. You can throw in some wrinkles, some tweaks that for a game can really be effective. And we've talked about this. Wolf looked exhausted Sunday, mm-hmm. having to execute the entire offense. But they have a pair of 7-footers, and it's very unique. They can go 2-man game, golden post up. Am I crazy in thinking, look, the majority of people are betting Purdue tonight, and yet the spread went from 3.5 to 2.5. Am I crazy thinking Michigan's going to win tonight? That the break is what they needed? That the coach has run interference? The players have been able to lock in silence? Mm-hmm. And look, Wolf needed a break. He needed rest. The guy looked like he needed an oxygen mask. I'm asking, because David, I know you've written your team off. You don't think they're winning another game the rest of the season. They're 2.5-point underdogs tonight. They know they got to play well, and I wonder if Dusty's got a few new wrinkles tonight, especially on how they initiate the offense. Now, if you guys want to make fun of me or call me Tecumseh Tom, do whatever you like.
David, you can go first.
Uh-oh. Here's the thing.
I know what's coming now.
I can understand where you would think that. If you're going with the theory of he's out there to take on the daggers himself and let his team just practice and worry about basketball and say, look, I'll take care of this, you take care of that. If that's the theory, okay. I just don't think that's happening. I don't think this team is going to do anything tonight.
Okay.
But again, that's just my foundation. You said it. I think they're done.
Do you put anything on the one second though? Do you put anything on
Look, if more people are betting Purdue, why'd the spread go down?
That is questionable. Yeah,
Tecumseh. That makes time. All of Tecumseh's on the Wolverines tonight.
What was that? I'm sorry. What was that?
No one needs to hear it again. Just carry on.
You're saying people are betting on Purdue. Okay.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I think because Michigan is, air quote, the better team, they're the higher seed.
Okay.
They've had more rest. I still see that, no.
You think they're broken? You think that the week off?
I think they're broken, and I think this is a bad matchup. Yes.
Okay.
They beat Purdue, but for 1.5, they played Purdue twice. And for a full game, Purdue beat the brakes off of them, and then Purdue was killing them, and Michigan came back at home and beat them by, I think, 2 or 3 points.
Okay.
No. Their backcourt is going to expose Michigan's backcourt again.
How do you lose to an Amish kid? Really?
Yeah, that's Big Ten player of the year.
In Lancaster County.
Wow.
Please.
I mean, I like Kaufman Wren, Purdue's big man. Michigan's got two. Vlad Golden's going to do his thing tonight. Vlad has been carrying his team, Mike.
He gets it with an 8 feet of that basket.
It's money. It's automatic. But
all right,
with the guards that they have between Braden and Fletcher Lawyer, not Foster, Fletcher Lawyer, I just think that basically Purdue is going to win this.
I wanted to just, it was something I was thinking all afternoon. I wanted your opinion. I wondered if, look, if they're going to get up off the mat, man, tonight would be the night.
Might I say, you've been saying, and we haven't even talked about this. I feel the same about Dusty May. Because you know what we're not talking about? We're not talking about how Michigan has just basically faltered at the end of the season.
Right.
We're not talking about how since he signed that contract, they're 2-4. We're not talking about they have a negative 51-point differential in those 6 games. We're talking about the floor.
The logo's too big.
And whether Cohen Carr was going to dunk on him from the bench. Technically, that's a technical foul if he did that, but sure.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a distraction and to allow his team to get the rest, to just focus on basketball and not talk about this.
That was my angle.
David, yeah.
But here's the thing. They almost have to win tonight because you know how bad it's going to look that he did this whole tour talking about what happened at the logo and they come out and get their doors blown off.
What if it was a rallying cry? I'm telling you, that's a weird point spread to me.
2.5?
Weird.
I got you.
I had to make the case.
So where would you put the money? Where would you put this month's mortgage payment?
Nowhere. On a Big Ten tournament game. Nowhere, to be exact. But
It's always Costa Rica.
You know, there's a joke in there, but I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you off air. The point is, if you forced me to play tonight, no, I think I'd bet Michigan. I just wonder if they've got anything left in the tank, kids, here. Because if they lose tonight, and then they're going to go play a team they're unfamiliar with, and look, if they're in that 5-12 matchup.
No, Mike.
If they end up against, like, UC San Diego, who's 30-4.
If they lose tonight, they're in a 6-11 matchup.
They're going to drop that far?
Yeah. They lose tonight because they're not trending well. And especially if it's a bad loss for them tonight, they end up losing by double digits, they could fall to a 6 seed.
Jeez. Okay, David, couple of ticket texts, we'll move on. Sorry I gave your team a chance. Tecumseh time.
Michigan basketball equals Ohio State football, just broken.
Except for Ohio State football won the whole thing.
Yeah, guys, I have said that you broke them, and I give you credit that you beat them, but they won the whole thing and did it impressively. You may want to drop that one until the season starts.
Yeah, Michigan fans are never going to drop it. That's the problem that they're never going to drop it.
Let me make you a deal. Ohio State fans would lose to you 100 times in a row to win a non-cheating natty again.
Cool. No, but they would lose to you 100 times in a row to get just a natty. And it doesn't matter. Like, okay, hang that trophy in your trophy case, but we beat you.
Who cares?
Hang that trophy up. Like, right, no one cares.
Like, as a State fan, I'd lose to Michigan 100-0 if they'd win the Big Ten next year and make the playoff. I don't care. Here. Wave the white flag.
Because, David, if Michigan went on a run and just won and won the national title, yeah, but we beat you twice.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can't say anything.
Sorry. David, go ahead.
The problem with Michigan as a Michigan fan is our guard play sucks. Wolf's exhausted because he has to bring the ball down the court. I don't know if the break is going to fix that. That is from Rick.
And you might be right, Rick. I was just making the point. And I also don't believe, and again, factually speaking, Amish point guards only covered about an 18% rate ATS. So it's a real thing.
Between Sam Darnold and Braden Smith. Braden Smith turns the ball over a lot. The only thing is you turn the ball over more than Braden Smith does. And with Fletcher Lawyer, they are going to pressure your guards. Dusty's even come out and said, made a big mistake, should have probably been playing Kaysan more this year, but I haven't because I was afraid, you know, I had
what
to tighten up.
What about Fat?
Yeah, okay.
All righty. We'll get a We'll get a football today in the mix, and then we have a question about college basketball as it pertains to Michigan State. They won their game at noon. Have they joined a rare group of teams that might actually be able to win the whole thing? We'll have some data, and you guys can take it from there. 97.1.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.